Previously on Modular, Bradley and Inverna set out to find the cult of Talos and Farallai on the sea with the assistance of Zalti. On their way, they ran into some trouble in the form of a rock and its half-orc mount.
Just a little bit of banter.
A wee bit.
For everyone.
A wee bit of banter.
A little bit of banter.
There's this game.
Uh-huh.
There's this game called Unmatched.
Okay.
And I'm really into it right now. It's like all these different fighters. And it's asymmetrical, so like no fighter plays the same. And you can mix and match different boxes.
Mm.
And you could have like Medusa fight King Arthur, fight Sherlock and Holmes, fight
Sherlock and Holmes.
And Holmes.
Yeah.
Not just one of them.
Yeah, they're together. That's not funny. They're a fucking duo. King Arthur has Merlin on his side. Who the fuck do you have on your side? Nobody.
I mean, no, I don't.
It's a really great game. So if anyone needs a board game recommendation, if you like a little bit of PvP, 1v1, 2v2, just check it out. It's very fun. There's all these Marvel editions, which I'm not really into because I kind of hate Marvel now. Marvel's
rightfully
done
so.
Me dirty too many times.
I think everyone should hate Marvel.
But yeah, I agree.
I agree. In full belief that everyone should hate Marvel.
Yeah.
And that Marvel needs to be put to an end.
Yeah, it's complicated, like, if you're looking at it from, like, a cinema standpoint, because the only reason, like, movie theaters are still really a thing is because of, like, superhero movies, but also...
Is it worth it?
The Marvelification of cinema is pretty bad.
Is it worth it? Is it worth it?
I mean, I love going to the movies. I go to the movies all the time. I'm going to the movies after this recording.
You do go to the movies all the time.
You do go to the movies a lot.
Yeah, dude, I do it all the time. I love it. What's the point of making money if I don't get to sit my ass in a seat and watch something with a crowd of strangers in a dark room, eating popcorn, drinking soda, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess.
What movie are you going to see?
I'm actually going to go see the 5 Oscar-nominated documentary shorts, believe it or not. So, if we want to talk cinema,
so high,
hopefully I'll
so
learn something.
So highbrow of you.
Yeah, I really
very high proud
of
me.
You learned something.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm gonna go see
and
the Oscar.
I hope what you learn is how to not be such a consumer.
Yeah.
So what are you gonna say when you go up to this movie?
What would you say, Raven? What would you say,
would
Raven,
I
if
say?
You went up to the movie?
If you went up to the movie,
what would you say?
Well, when I usually...
What would you say? Because Thorin wants to know what I would say, but I want to know what you would say. You're face-to-face with the movie. What the fuck do you say to it?
I get out of my seat in the middle of the fucking movie in the theater. I go up to that screen, and I say, hello.
And welcome.
My name is Thorin George.
My name is Luke Jobe.
And my name is Raven Walker.
And this is Modular,
a podcast where we take you through the modules and sometimes movies written by Wizards of the Coast for the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons and sometimes cinema.
That's right, movie-going Luke. These are the pre-written stories made up by the folks who made up D&D. We didn't write them, but we're here to run them for you.
And why the fuck do we do this, Thorin?
Well, Luke, maybe you're a DM who is thinking about running a particular campaign, and you want to feel for how it plays out. Maybe you're a player who's already been in this particular campaign, and you want to reminisce on the good old days. Maybe you've been stuck at home sick for the past 3 days, and the only guiding light is just this group of misfits going together, wrecking the shit of cultists. And, you know, we love to hear it. We hope you get better soon.
Yeah. We hope you get butter on your popcorn soon, but you should be warned. Each of our episodes will take on a part of these pre-written adventures. That means there are major spoilers for the key plot points of each story we're running. And right now we're in the finale of Divine Contention. So if you don't want spoilers, you have got to get the fuck out of this theater.
And there's another warning we should offer them.
That's right, Raven. Modular is not a podcast for children, as you can tell, because I've said the word fuck about 60 times already. It contains explicit language, like the word fuck, as well as adult themes like sex, aka fucking, alcohol, getting fuck-faced, drug use, getting fuck-brained, violence, getting fucked up, and sometimes being a fucking consumer. So please be aware of these not-so-kid-friendly themes.
Now, without further ado, welcome to Modular.
In episode 14 of Divine Contention.
It's a modular pod. It's a modular pod. Little D&D for you and me. Oh yeah.
Okay.
All right. A question to sync us up. Thorin, which Oscar-nominated movie do you think will win Best Picture?
I think I would have to say Killers of the Flower Moon. I think Scorsese really knocked it out of the park this time. I think it might be one of his best films to date, honestly.
Hell yeah. Raven, what Oscar-nominated picture do you think is going to win Best Picture?
I think they're going to give it to Oppenheimer, probably. Now, have I seen Oppenheimer? No. Do I think it'll win? Probably.
Nice. As someone who has seen all 10, I'm going to agree with you, Raven. Even though I liked Killers of the Flower Moon more, that was my number one movie of the year last year, I do think Oppenheimer will win.
And I love that for, is it Killian? Is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Killian.
I love that for Killian Murphy, because I do like Killian Murphy a lot, and Florence Pugh is in that movie, and I do like Florence Pugh a lot. So.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really great as Scarecrow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I only know him as Tommy Shelby.
You heard it. You heard it here first, folks.
Well, where are you going to hear it second? There's a lot of firsts happening.
What's something else we're going to hear first, DM?
Oh, what's something else you're going to hear first?
Yeah. Damn, that was smooth.
That was really smooth. You hear the winds whipping around you as a storm is fucking barreling down on y'all aboard Zalti's ship. And at this point, it's standing up straight isn't really an option. You kind of have to hunker down and grip to whatever you can grab, or else you could very likely topple overboard. So amidst this storm,
do we not have like lifelines tied around us? Like in Treasure Planet.
I mean, would you?
I would prefer to have a lifeline tied around me like I was in the classic Disney film Treasure Planet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you think you would have done that getting aboard, I mean, I guess it's warranted.
Well, I mean, I think we would do it now.
Yeah, you don't think we would have done that while we were heading towards the storm? I feel like that's just what you do on a ship.
I mean, y'all were mid-fight when the storm started getting pretty hairy. So yeah, y'all have time to, I guess, prep now.
Yeah.
All right, we roll in survival?
Yeah, give me a survival.
Okay. Don't roll.
Oh, daddy. I rolled an 8.
And I think I said... I think I said last time, off in the distance, you do see that a tornado is touching down on the water, and this is in the direction that you all are heading in towards where you believe the ship to be.
I rolled a 19, by the way.
So we have a 19 survival. So it's going to be necessary for y'all to create some sort of plan to keep the ship afloat as y'all have to navigate through this storm to get to reach the ship that y'all are heading towards.
Wait, did you just say it's our job to keep the ship afloat?
Well, I mean, together with Zalti, y'all are gonna have to like he's not going to be able to handle it all. Like, things are going crazy. You got people that are trying to oar the
boat.
Don't
I have
down
a fucking
below.
Crew?
Yeah.
Y'all you have a crew?
Fucking,
you have a crew?
I don't know how to sail. We don't own a ship.
Y'all have a crew, but, like, you can't just, I mean, sit like a duck.
That's exactly what I plan on fucking doing. They get us there, and then we'll kill the bad guys.
All right, so
we're not seamen.
Yeah,
I used to be. Were one. Yeah, you were at one point.
All right, I guess I gotta help the goddamn crew do their jobs.
I mean, or like
everybody
describing
in this fucking world is useless except for the
and also describing like characters. What would you be doing in this moment? Like,
I'd be fucking praying. I'd be like, I am in 100 plus pounds of metal armor. I'm praying I don't get struck by lightning or thrown into the sea where I will certainly fucking drown.
Yeah, I have absolutely. I have no idea what to do. I guess I would run up to the wheel and try and keep it steady. I don't know.
Yeah, so that is actually greatly appreciated. So as Zalti is... as the winds get faster, y'all, it's pushing you at your sails. You are heading towards the eye of the storm quicker and quicker. And Zalti exclaims, "Thanks, Bradley. I really could have used that help." And then he rolls his eyes at Inverna as she's praying in the corner. And
should we loosen the sails some so we don't catch as much wind?
You're the fucking captain, Zalti. You tell me if you need fucking help and I'll help you. But otherwise, I'm sitting right fucking here, you little fucking twink.
Loosen the sails, you bitch. And then he puts his hands back
on
the wheel.
Fine, I'll do it.
All right, so I...
How the fuck do I do that? What do I roll to loosen a sail?
So, I mean, let's think. If you're doing it quickly, or if you're trying to do this quickly, would it maybe be like a dexterity check or some kind?
That's up to you. You're the dungeon daddy now.
Let's do a dexterity check. And Zalti is about to roll a couple himself.
15. Zalti, you're not as good as me at this, you fucking dick. You're rolling 11s and 5s and shit.
So, with those fails, you feel that the ship start to rock harder up against the storm. The winds, as you try to loosen those sails up in Verna, you succeed in doing so with the water and the raindrops pelting you. Imagine this is like rain that hurts, that's almost leaves a stinging feeling against your skin. And I'm sorry about that. I wasn't expecting us to hit this type of storm.
You weren't expecting weather on the fucking open seas? Listen, you're starting to really piss me off, Zalti.
Oh, God. So, let's... Okay, he succeeded. So, after you felt the ship tip once one way, it settles back into a semi-normal rocking motion. But you still have to go through a bit more of the storm.
What the fuck is Bradley doing holding onto this wheel?
He's helping Zalti steady it.
But is he rolling for that?
It's giving Zalti advantage.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
So he's not a complete and total failure.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Because he was starting to give that energy of like complete and total failure.
Yeah, he definitely gives big complete and total failure. He gives complete and total failure energy.
Complete and total failure.
Complete and total failure energy. So with the eye of the storm, you are not too far from it at this point. And speaking of this eye, while there's fog surrounding you, you're getting closer to that thick fog. You almost didn't completely notice that you were rolling right into it along the water, being focused on trying to ensure that the ship doesn't flip over, loosening the sails. When you start to look around, it's hard to see in front of you at this point. You hear, but you can still hear pretty clearly. And beyond all of this fast wind and the whipping of the sails and the crew yelling out orders to each other, you can hear the creaking of another vessel. And it's and after that, you hear a giant thud against the side of the boat that you're on. Let's all roll for dexterity to make sure that we...
Is it a dex save?
Yeah, the dex save.
This is a save?
Yes.
Nice. I got that. I got that big fat 21.
You got a 21.
I got a 14.
A 14. Zalty got an 8. Zalty falls to...
Oh, if it had been a 7, man, the math nerds would have gone crazy for that one.
We just missed a whole entire population and audience. The math.
I know. They're going to stop listening. The math now. Nerds. Like, fuck this. I'm going back to my TI-82.
Are completely done with us. So Zalty slips and he falls with a large thud and smacks his head up against the backside of the boat.
Oh my God.
What?
People die that way.
How fucking small is this boat that he was at the wheel and then he immediately...
I mean, imagine. Not immediately, but like, you know, when you... If there's a... Okay, let's say it's tipping up. He falls over and he just kind of like his... On his booty, you know?
He just slid all the way to the edge.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Bradley didn't fucking catch him.
That's why he should have been wearing his fucking life rope.
What is the life rope going to do anything in this moment?
Keep him from sliding.
I don't know if that's how that works.
I don't think that's how that works.
I think it's just to reel you back in if you fall overboard.
I think that's what a life rope is for. A life rope.
He's like, I would have kept my balance with this goddamn rope.
This rope would have saved me, man. I would have really been standing on 2 feet. No. So Zalty falls. The wheel of the ship starts to spin a little bit more. Bradley, you have to kind of quickly grasp with your hands to ensure that it stays steady. And when you look to the side, you can see the armored dreadnought that's... It looks like a moving, breathing... When I'm thinking of it, I almost see like Howl's Moving Castle, but made out of like bones. Mm-hmm. And... it pushes through the fog, and this is what has struck against the ship. And you see that at the brazier stop at the top near the main mast, and those ragged sails that are stitched to it. And there is that giant skeleton with the halberd latched to the bow. And you know what this ship is. You know that this is the ship of Farali. And that in order to do what you need to do, it's time to get aboard.
Okay. Oh, fuck yeah.
So are we just going to say fuck it to this ship and go to the next one?
I mean, I imagine that'd be probably smart to...
Hey, Zalty, we're planning on going on that ship, but I know that you need the two of us to run this ship. And if we're not on this ship, sounds like this ship might sink. So are you going to be okay if we go to that ship, or what's going to happen?
I think we can get the crew together. That was totally my bad. I'm not the best leader, but I sure am adventurous.
Zalty looks like that motherfucker with pink hair from One Piece.
But do you need my help? Do you want me to join you?
I mean, how competent's your fucking crew? Is it just a bunch of like raccoons down there running the show?
So y'all turn around. What's going on? You turn around, you see about 4 to 5 raccoons standing at the in the middle of the ship. Man, did you just really insult us like that? Like, we're actually pretty competent. It's the possum that were causing the problems earlier, and you didn't notice it before, but it's just a bunch of bipedal small forest animals running this ship with Zalty.
Well, Bradley, it's up to you, because if Zalty dies on that ship, we're probably not going to be able to make it back home.
Yeah, no, Zalty, I think you should stay here. I think me and Inverna got this.
Okay, well, I'll try my best to keep sights on everything and if anything goes awry, I'll make sure the message gets back to Leilan.
Okay, yeah. One thing at a time, Zalti. Just focus on the fucking ship for now. We didn't need you to be our death messengers. With that, Inverna's gonna fucking vault over the side of the one ship and onto the other.
Inverna, your accent has changed quite a bit since we got on the open ocean.
It's all this...
This motherfucker's annoying me to no end. He's driving me crazy.
Okay, yeah, let's hop onto the other ship. What do we gotta do now?
What do we gotta do now? What an eloquent way to say it. So I imagine...
Hey, let's, can we get this fucking ball rolling? I got some bad guys to kill.
So you all have now hopped aboard the Dreadnought. And like I said before, at the main mast, you see a giant skeletal figure hanging. And this is what you lock eyes with when you first jump onto the ship.
Is it animated?
It's not moving.
Okay.
How are we locking eyes with it if he's like on the front of the ship?
That's it.
Is he like, he's like craning his neck?
The ship hit you. So if you're hopping onto it, I'd imagine that you'd hop.
Oh, we're hopping onto the front of the ship.
Yeah, I imagine that this wouldn't that be where you would hop if it had just kind of T-boned y'all?
Yeah, I guess so.
Unless y'all want to strategically... Damn,
I didn't picture a T-bone. That's my bad. I pictured a sideswipe.
Oh, okay. Crunchy sideswipe. Well, then we can...
If the other ship has been T-boned at this point, I think Zalti and the raccoons are probably going to drown.
I mean, it wasn't... I think... Okay, so I see your reason with the sideswipe, and I concur that the sideswipe probably makes more sense.
So you say the skeleton is on the mast. The mast is the big pillar in the middle that holds the sails. Is the skeleton
the stern.
Let me reread it. I'm not a salesperson either, like a sailor.
Okay, first off, salespeople aren't sailors. Death of a salesperson.
The skeleton is attached to the bow of the ship. That's correct, okay. Right? I said that. I did say that. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So welcome to Modular, where you'll also become a sea person.
See, the problem with this episode of Modular that you're listening to is that we all took ketamine before we started recording. And so it's just really flowing through us.
Is that we're actually all horses too.
Yes, exactly.
I can't make a horse noise or I'll start coughing, so.
Yeah, but then Thorin gets a massive boner after that, so we can't really do it.
Oh my god. That's so unhinged. Okay, are there any combatants on the deck of the ship?
You didn't let me set that up yet. We've been talking about logistics. We were too busy talking about the logistics of the shipwreck
of the salespeople.
Of the salespeople and the sideswipe and Thorin's boner. And yeah, so if y'all are hopping onto the side of the boat, this is not where you will meet eyes with the skeletal head. Instead, you all are immediately met with the presence of three wraiths. You don't see any other cultists or individuals to battle, but these wraiths, they have now set eyes on you, and it's time to roll initiative.
Mm.
Dirty All right, 20.
Well, I'm glad that
I, Do you say
I'm
dirty
glad 20? That I held on to the...
I did.
Seven.
Okay.
Let me roll. I'm glad that I held on to the Mace of Disruption. Or did I? Did I sell that?
Did you?
I don't know. I don't did think you?
So. No, I didn't. I Why would I sell did. Anything? I got 13,000 gold.
I don't think you sold the Mace of Disruption. And now if you did, and our listeners want to say something about that, they
can shut the fuck up.
They can, yeah. It didn't happen.
Hey, you didn't see shit.
That didn't fucking happen.
I rolled a seven.
Beautiful. All right, so in terms of initiative, Bradley, you are up first. There are three wraiths out in front of you. Let's say, okay, I'm going to send, or on Facebook, I'm going to, or actually Discord, I can pull it up here. I'm going to send an image of the map that you all can have since okay. you've been here
yes,
before.
Yes, please.
And will you post that to our Instagram come March 5th?
Let me add that to my calendar right now. March 5th.
All right, solid.
Installing update. What is wrong with Discord? Hey, Discord, if you're listening, why do you have to update every time I open you?
Aren't you already on Discord?
Yeah, on my laptop, but I have stuff up on my desktop, too. The wraiths are all within 10 feet of reach of y'all.
Hmm.
Okay. Cool. Then I would like for all of them to make me a dexterity saving throw as I cast Fireball at them.
Okay.
And it's like raining and storming, right?
Right, yeah. So we have an 18.
That's just
18,
sick.
Okay.
21.
Okay.
21.
And then a six. Excuse me.
Okay. So the six is going to take full damage, 33 points of fire damage. And the other two are going to take 16 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And obviously I launched this behind them so that it wouldn't hit us.
Heard, received, and Inverna,
and then
is my
bonus action.
Excuse me, bonus action.
It's a never-ending saga with the two of you.
It really is. I'm Thorne's greatest adversary.
That is my bonus action. I'm going to tap a little beat with my foot on the deck and say, Inverna, you got this! Get them, you bad bitch!
What the fuck? All right.
And give Inverna a bardic inspiration.
That was a beautiful okay. performance.
I've got a bardic. Is it my turn to do some whacking?
I believe it is. It is your turn to do some
whacking. I'm gonna try and whack these guys off the ship. All right, here we go. First swing on one of them is a 15 to hit. Is that hit?
Let's say you're attacking Wraith C. Yeah, sure, that hits. That does hit.
All right. Does this motherfucker have under 25 HP?
No.
All right. Well, you can't blame a guy for trying. 8 bludgeoning damage and an extra little radiant, a little extra 7 radiant damage. That's 15 total.
Okay.
Then I will strike once more. I will add my bardic. Because that wasn't very good. And now it's a 19 to hit.
That hits.
Another 10 points of bludgeoning. And 7 points of radiant. How about that 25 HP
now?
He is
now below 25 HP.
After that second hit?
Yes.
Okay. Last one coming in. That's a 19 to hit. Make a wisdom save.
Wisdom save. That's a 14.
Make it 14. Just below what he needed, he is dusted into rainy, ethereal, lightning in the background, winds gusting across the
beautiful.
The ship deck mist, and he's gone.
Fuck yeah.
And I say, clean up on aisle 5.
Wraith B is offended with that and is going to try and reach out to attack you, Inverna.
Good luck.
Does an 18 hit?
No, it don't.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.
And it doesn't say it has multiple attacks, so I'm going to assume that is it for the Wraith. But it is the next Wraith's turn, and this Wraith is going to try and hit you, Bradley.
Okay.
Does.
Before it comes at me, I'm going to say, you can't touch me.
You can't, yeah. Comma, touch me.
And I'm taking one away from its roll.
So does a 23 hit?
Yes, a 23 fucking hits. God damn it.
Can I get a constitution saving throw?
Rip row, Raggy. Bitch. Wow.
20.
You succeed. So you still take 25 points of necrotic damage, but you're resistant. So you take half that.
Oh, thank God. What's half of 25?
You are asking the wrong person.
That would be rounded down to 12.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Nice try, Raven.
I was going to say it would be like, it's like around 13 closer, but rounded down.
That's absolutely accurate. It is around 13.
It's not inaccurate at all. And with that, Bradley, it is your turn. That Wraith just gave you a little smickety smack. What are you going to do about
25
it?
25 damage would have been pretty palpable. So
yeah.
Let's kill these boys quick.
I would like for this Wraith to make me an intelligence save as I cast Ralophim's Psychic Lance upon it.
Ooh, that sounds nasty.
It is nasty.
He got a 20, a dirty 20, not a natural 20.
He saves, and so he takes 13 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
Nice. Do these things just have like high stats, or are you just rolling high?
I've just rolled really well.
Jesus fuck.
Mm. Yeah, that was a 19 roll.
I mean, this is the penultimate episode of Bradley Copper's entire fucking story, you know? So it's like they better be rolling well.
Yeah,
all right.
You know, he's going to die next episode. Like this is like
whatever.
A bonus action?
Whatever.
Any yeah, bonus actions?
I don't have any.
Mm. Damn, that was kind of sad the way you said it like that.
All right.
My turn?
Yeah, it is your turn.
Then I think I'm going to try and hurt them.
That's smart.
A new one to hit? 21 to hit?
That hits.
27 to hit.
That hits.
Well, I'll do one at a time. So, 8 points of bludgeoning on the one, I guess, that Bradley didn't just Ralathine. Okay. Plus 10 more.
Okay. Not
is that boy under 25? No. Damn it. All right. Well, I just hit him again with a 27. So another 6 points of bludgeoning.
Okay.
And 4 points of radiant. So another 10 damage total. How about now? Under 25?
Yes.
All right. Let's see if we can dust his ass. 26 to hit. Make a wisdom save.
He got another. It was another 14.
Gone with the Wind
is
a movie that this guy should have been named after.
All right, it is Wraith A's turn. The only Wraith left standing, and he is going to try and hit you again, Bradley. That's a dirty 20 to hit.
I mean, go ahead and hit me.
Am I within 5 feet of this situation?
I mean, I say so. You haven't moved.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and use Sentinel on that boy that just hit Bradley. That's a natural 20.
Okay.
13 bludgeoning plus some radiante, 12, so 25 damage total.
And that Wraith is down.
All right. Nice.
Down.
Yeah, down. Does the damage to Bradley count with the hit, or is it? Does that negate that?
1 second. Sentinel damage before normal damage question.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on what we like to call Reddit. Site.
Yeah, honestly, they carry pretty accurate information.
Oh no. Reactions occur after the trigger condition, so he still gets hit first.
Okay. Let me roll that damage. I think I rolled it once, but it went away. So if y'all see that, do you see the damage?
I didn't see any damage.
No.
Okay, then it actually probably did not roll like it should have. And can I get a constitution saving throw?
15.
And that's 16.
You got this.
You succeeded. Nice. So that's 16. That's 8. I do know 16 halved. Ooh. So that's 8 points of damage.
Okay.
So Inverna, tell us about how you react in the moment and how you dust this last wraith.
I think that the thing is probably wrapping its wraithy, tendrily fingies around Thorin's... I mean, not Thorin. Oh, God, Thorin! around Bradley's neck. And some of that life energy is being pulled from him, just gets clocked in the head, and then a little burst of light would explode that wraith's head.
After that happens, there's an unusual silence aboard the top of the dreadnought. Like I said before, there aren't any other crew members. They probably have all retreated to lower parts of the ship, focusing on making sure it continues to move along as it should, especially in the thick fog and the storm. They were probably seeking shelter. But you do hear a deep voice surrounding you on the main deck.
Hello. I see that you have made it aboard the vessel that I call home. I'm Imbalost. And I don't take too kind...
I think Bradley's met this boy before.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. This is the ship talking, right?
Raven didn't listen to season two.
I do listen to the seasons, but it's been a minute.
Yeah, whatever.
Is that you, Bradley?
Yeah, this is the ship that Scylla died on.
Yep.
You should know that you should be careful here.
And can I get a deck save from both of y'all?
Yes.
Oh.
I rolled a 19.
I rolled a 7. I'll burn my last Ring of Evasion thingy to re-roll that, because a 7 ain't going to be too good. That's a 15.
Let me make sure I'm doing this right.
Must be do. Nope, I don't want to get. Don't want to get sued. No cease and desist for us.
They're really going to. Someone will sue us.
Oh, for sure.
You never know, bro.
So, this is a hellfire orb that this dude can fire off, and
fool. Sounds friendly.
Yeah, and this says that it is 20d6.
Whoa. Whoa. Wow, wow, wee, wow.
So.
Okay.
And you said it. What was your dex save, Bradley?
19. Actually, let me. Hold on. Let me double check. No, not this. I got a 19.
You got a 19.
Okay.
And I got a 15. Wow, this is about to hurt.
The Death Knight can... He kind of possesses the whole ship, so he can attack y'all in skeletal form. He can hurl a magical ball of fire, aka a hellfire orb, from the center mast. He can just throw that out once a day. So.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Once a day. Okay, sick.
So this is. Yes. So Inverna, cool. That is a fail.
Oh, fuck.
And
okay.
That is 63 points of damage.
Holy shit. Oh my god. I'm at 22 HP.
Oh my fucking god.
Damn, it might be time for a short rest.
So, and I imagine after So he hurls that ball of fire out at you, the both of you, and you are both now slightly singed, but the rain is falling still, so whatever gets set on fire on your clothes or on your person.
Did I take any?
You took half, so that's 30 points of damage.
I'm at 24 now.
Or 31. 31,
yeah.
That's 31 points.
And Verna just used Second Wind on herself to get herself back up to 46 HP, because that was, not only was that rude, there was also a certain unkindness to it that I didn't appreciate.
But there are, you do see the stairs just not too far from where you all are standing now, so you could retreat down stairs and attempt to find some safety to recoup a little bit and get out of the storm. Yep.
We need a short rest before we fight big girl.
Should I take this potion of healing? One of the supreme ones? I have two of them.
Yeah. I mean, if we're about to get a short rest.
You're right. All right, yeah, let's go find... Well, there are also those cabins up here that were empty last time I was on the ship, but...
That's true.
Up on the main deck? Is that where you're referring
to? Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I assume that if the ship is still in relatively similar condition as it was before, you're familiar with it and you can...
It's only been like a month.
Yeah, you can easily navigate there.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Let's barricade the fucking doors.
I'm down for that. Do we need to roll a barricade check? Athletics, perhaps?
Yeah, give me... Tell me how you decide to barricade the door, and let's do... let's do another.
I could also take a minute to cast Liamon's Tiny Hut.
But...
We don't want to use... Unless you don't want to use your spell slots.
No, it's a ritual. Yeah. It won't burn a spell slot. But my thing is, if they like come aboard... like. And they're like, oh, what's that, like, hut jutting out of that room?
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah, let's barricade the
door. All right, I'm going to do an athletics. I'm just pushing shit in front of it. That's a 28. I'm strong.
Okay,
I'm
strong girl. Inverna, you get in there. There's, like, a chest and some other random pieces of furniture. And you fucking Hulk smash, throw it everywhere, and barricade that door up good.
Okay. I'm going to play a song of rest while we're resting.
Nice.
Can you sing
us a little extra HPs?
Let's rest. That's the song.
Okay. That was a really good song.
I gotta roll more D10s because that was not enough.
Plus you get an extra D10, don't forget that.
Hell yeah, I do. Oh, God, wait. Do the dang thing. Come on.
All right, I'm back to full HP.
Roll those bones. All right. That, and then I'm getting one more D10. Plus, is that plus con?
It just says 1D10.
Okay, I'm almost at full HP. I'm two away, so that's good.
How long did that take us? Like an hour?
I would say 45 minutes to an hour.
I'm going to look at Inverna while we're doing this rest, and I'm going to say, Inverna, do you have the other half of that grenade? Still.
I do. And I'm going to be honest. I forgot about it.
I think it's
but
time
we
to
do
put
have
it
that.
And possibly use it.
I agree.
Which one of us will carry it, though?
Yeah, sure. I'm not carrying a fucking grenade, buddy. I love you, but it's up to you.
And what does the grenade do again? How much damage?
The Gnomon Guard grenade. It does.
I'm pulling it up, too.
Poof.
It does a lot.
Oh, baby.
Each creature must succeed.
Within 60 feet.
Yeah.
Must succeed at a Dex 15 and a Dex 15 and a Con 15.
And then it takes
if you
fire and thunder damage.
It's two fireballs in one. 8d6 fire, 8d6 thunder.
Okay, what is this 60 foot? What's the DC?
15.
15 and 15.
Dex and
con. But it's two different types of saves. It's mm-hmm. Dex and con.
But the thing you keep in mind is it's all creatures within 60 feet of the explosion.
And
have to.
And we're in tight quarters, buddy.
So what was the hit dice again? Tell me one more time.
It's 8d6.
8d6 fire.
Fire damage and 8d6 thunder damage.
Okay, hell yeah.
Damn.
If it doesn't succeed the DC Constitution, it'll be stunned until its next turn. Too. So
damn.
Assuming it doesn't fucking die.
That's cultural. That's a lot of damage. Okay.
That's crazy. Okay.
Bradley, do you strap the bomb to your chest?
No, why the fuck would I do that?
I was just joking.
This is a serious robbery. This is a very serious firepower. We don't fucking joke about this, okay?
Raven, it also the wielder rolls on the chart of the Wand of Wonder three times, and those effects happen as well.
We'll see what that is.
What?
Here.
Affecting the closest creature to the grenade blast when it goes off.
Here's the effects of the Wand of Wonder, Thorin.
I was just going to put it in the chat right now. That is a nutso whatso thing to be dealing with.
So you can cast Lightning Bolt. You might be able to cast another Fireball.
You don't got to go through them all. We'll see when we see, you know? Okay. All right. Bradley, don't blow yourself up, but Inverna will pat Bradley on the shoulder. I think we're going to be okay, buddy.
I think we will as well.
So, are y'all going to... Are you ready to exit? Ready to head out?
Yeah.
Okay, Bradley, since you are familiar with the layout of the ship, I'm sure that you can remember how to navigate downstairs and how to approach the other cabins that lie below. So what is y'all's approach as you proceed to navigate the ship? Remember, you haven't seen any crew members. It's been relatively quiet other than the wraiths that just attacked you.
Inverna will take her shield off.
Okay.
Put it on her back. And she will be wielding her great sword. And she's got that potion of storm giant strength on her side, ready to chug it. Ready to shotgun it as soon as she sees Farali. Or the next big fight, whatever it may be.
The last time I was here, the next deck is a bunch of skeletons rowing, and then the deck below that is the crew's quarters.
All right, sounds like we probably want to skip the middle deck.
Yes, well, Scylla and I... Bradley kind of looks down when he says Scylla. We had to sneak past, and I'm not certain how easily that can be done this time. Let's be as sneaky as we can. I have advantage on these because they're sound-based, right?
And I have disadvantage on these because I'm in armor.
Mm-hmm. Hey. So let's hope y'all cancel each other out.
I rolled a natural 20, so 32 highest.
And I got a 13, which really isn't terrible if you think about it.
Not at all.
No, and let's say, there is a storm happening, so I doubt that the occasional creak of armor would be too noticeable. Let's say, y'all like listening in for anything that you might hear, any conversations?
Sure.
So on this level of So let's say that you all have, you've had your short rest in the cabins. There are other cabins on that level of the ship. You do hear talking, a conversation taking place towards the other end through a doorway of the area that you rested in. So y'all hear that conversation taking place.
Right.
What's the conversation?
I mean, it's not like you hear the actual words, but it's more of just like the murmur.
Why would you say it that way?
Do you know what I mean?
You hear the conversation. What are they saying? You don't hear it, though.
No, you don't hear the words, but you know it's taking place.
Okay, all right.
Okay. So you'd have to approach a little bit closer to hear.
I mean, yeah, let's do that.
Catch snippets.
So my right. passive perception is 22. Would I have to roll higher than that?
I don't think okay. so. That's a ridiculously high passive perception. The voice you hear on the other side of these doors is not it's not Feralize, but it's one that you go. It's one that you have recently encountered. You all quickly think back to that half-orc that you saw with the rock flying overhead. This sounds awfully a lot like her. You didn't disappoint. You didn't disappoint our god. You're doing great. I promise. And then beyond that, all you can hear is just like a soft crying.
Bradley, take it from me. That's a couple of lesbians in there.
Well, so, my question is, my thought process here is that one half-orc is talking to something else that was transformed into the rock that we saw. And rocks are pretty powerful, so it would have to be a pretty powerful person who transformed into it. Possibly that could be Feralai. I say we break down this door.
And Verna, for a second, when Bradley says it could be Feralai, she feels sweat. She feels anxiety. She feels her face flush and her eyes kind of widen, and she just feels that like pulse of adrenaline. And she hesitates. And then he says, let's bash down this door. And she just grins, kind of like the Hulk does right when Cap says smash. And she fucking smashes through the door. Great sword now out.
Inverna, when you smash that door down, you see that half-orc almost cradling Bradley, you were right, Feralai in her arms. Feralai looks to be a complete mess. She has obviously been crying. Her eyes are completely bloodshot. And after hearing the door smash through, she snaps her head up and locks eyes with both of you.
You should have finished me off, bitch, because I'm here to finish you.
Modular is Thorne George as Bradley Copper, Luke Jobe as Inverna Nightbreeze, and Raven Walker as our DM. The story that you heard today, as well as 99% of the characters, were created by Wizards of the Coast and can be found in the module Divine Contingent. Holly Lyons is our fantastic editor. Raven Walker does our brand new cover art. Our music today was written and performed by Max Hedman. You can find Max's music anywhere you listen to music. You can follow us on Twitter at ModThePod, join our private Facebook group at the Modular Podcast Fan Club, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the Modular Podcast, and subscribe to us on YouTube at the Modular Podcast. You can email us with any questions about our show at modularthepodcast@gmail.com. Here's a quick shout out to Cleo, who created our awesome new fan art of Bradley Copper. We know that Bradley season is coming, or just journey in general is coming to an end. So if you want to check out her art online, make sure to do so. And thank you for creating that lovely piece for us. Now remember that new episodes of Modular come out every Tuesday. And until then, thank you for listening to Modular.